愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们这个礼拜的读经会读到诗篇的五十一篇。
This week our Bible reading schedule will touch upon Psalm 51.
那我们就从诗篇的五十一篇来看恩大于罪。
And so we'll use Psalm 51 to share the topic Grace is greater than sin.
我们人生有表象，也有真相。
In our lives, there are symbols and as well as reality.
那这个真相里面，在诗篇九十篇有提到。
And in Psalm 51, it talks about some of these
九十篇。
In Psalm 90, it talks about some of these realities.
我们先看九十篇，再回来五十一篇。
So let's first look at Psalm 90 and then turn back to 51.
诗篇九十篇的第八节。
Psalm 90, verse 8.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你的面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你的面光中。
You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
摩西称作神人。
Moses was called a man of God.
但是他了解我们在神的面前，我们都有罪。
But he understood that before God, we are all sinners.
那其中有一个罪叫做隐恶。
And there is one sin that is called a secret sin.
隐恶就是我们自己也不知道所犯的罪。
And these secret sins are the sins that we are not even aware of ourselves.
好像我们自己从来没有看到自己的背一样。
Just as if we cannot see our own back.
这个叫做隐恶。
And these are what is termed as secret sins.
那隐恶的第二个就是我们在暗中犯的罪。
Oh, those are the iniquities that we have, and the other ones are the ones that we the sins that we commit outside the light.
没有人知道。
The ones that no one knows about.
但是都摆在神的面光中。
But those are all placed in front of the light of His countenance.
那既然我们人都有罪。
And since all men have sinned,
所以我们经过的日子都在神的震怒之下。
And therefore, all the days of our lives are in God, the wrath of God.
这个是我们人生最可怕的一点。
And this is one of the most fearsome things in our lives.
表面上看起来活得很舒服，过得很快乐。
At a surface level, it may seem that we're living a good life, that we're happy.
但其实我们都活在神的愤怒当中。
But in actuality, we are living in the wrath of God.
所以到底要怎么来解决罪？
So how do we resolve this issue of sin?
要靠神的恩典。
We need to rely upon the grace of God.
那我们现在回来看诗篇的五十一篇。
So now let us look back at Psalm 51.
诗篇的五十一篇。
Psalm 51.
第四节。
Psalm 51, verse 4.
我向你犯了罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这个恶。以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
Against you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge.
大卫犯最严重的罪是他侵占别人的太太。
The greatest sin that David committed was taking someone else's wife.
但是为了得到别人的太太，他需要用计谋。
For in order for him to take the other person's wife, he needed to plot against the person.
他很聪明。
David was crafty.
所以把这个先生送到最危险的地方去打仗。
So he sent the husband of the woman to the most dangerous place in the battlefield to fight.
结果就被打死了。
And therefore he was killed.
所以大卫就很名正言顺就把他娶来当太太。
And so David officially then wedded the woman as his wife.
那他以为这个没有人知道。
And he thought no one knew of his plots.
但是神就把他显露出来。
But God revealed this.
就告诉拿单先知。
Told the prophet Nathan.
你去见大卫。
That he shall go see David.
就讲一个故事给他听。
And prophet Nathan told a story to David.
那大卫听了就很。
And David was a little unsettled after hearing this story.
So, 有一个客人来到一个富有的人家。
Says there was a guest that came to a rich man's house.
那这个富有人家不从自己的羊群中取一只羊来给客人吃。
And the owner, the rich person, did not take a lamb from his own flock to offer as dinner for the guest.
那去取那个穷人家里面的羊。
But rather, he took one from a poor man.
哦，那大卫，他本身也有一个公义的心啊，我说这个人应该死。
David had a just heart, and he felt that the person who did that must be put to death.
因为他没有怜悯的心。
Because he did not have a heart of mercy and compassion.
Nathan 说：“这个人就是你。”
Nathan pointed out that that man was David himself.
然后说：“你借刀杀人。”
He says, "You used your sword to kill other people's sword to kill the person."
然后你侵占别人的太太。
And you have taken another man's wife.
所以十戒大卫犯了三戒。
So David had already broken three of the Ten Commandments.
这个罪相当的重啊。
This sin was severe.
其实大卫有一阵子灵性也非常的好。
David had a point where his spirituality was at a high.
特别被扫罗追杀的时候。
Especially during the time when he was pursued by Saul.
他只能够靠神。
The only thing he could rely on was God.
所以他说我离死不过一步。
And so he says, I am one step from death.
但是神不将大卫交给扫罗，扫罗就找不到他。
But if God did not put David into the hands of Saul, Saul would not be able to find David.
即使扫罗虽然看得到大卫，抓不到大卫。
Even though Saul could see David before him, but yet he could not capture him.
原因就是神不将他交给扫罗。
The reason was because God did not allow it to happen.
所以他做了很多的诗篇，今天安慰了好多在患难中的人。
David wrote many psalms that comforted a multitude of people that are in distress.
但是一个这么灵性好的人，竟然犯了十条诫命的三条。
But a person with such great faith and spirituality yet committed three of the great sins in the Ten Commandments.
所以这个一个非常大的提醒。
So it serves as a reminder for us.
自以为站立得稳的。总是要警醒，免得跌倒。
That those who feel that they are very steady and secure, need to be aware and watchful lest they fall.
一直觉得我没有问题的人，可能是很危险的。
People who feel that they are doing just fine are typically the ones who may be in danger.
因为我们如果一直觉得我没有问题，我们就很可能会失去警醒的心。
Because when we feel that everything is going fine for us.We may lose that heart, that of vigilance and of watchfulness.
那一旦失去警醒的心，有时候那罪的意念就从内心跑进来。
And when we lose the vigilance, then some of the thoughts, sinful thoughts, may creep out.
那私欲怀胎就生出罪，罪出长成就生出死来。
And when those desires are conceived, it bears forth sin, and which brings forth death.
所以犯罪有一个过程。
So the process of sin, there is a process to sin.
犯了这么严重的罪，不可能说我不小心犯罪。
It is impossible to commit such a great sin by accident.
那在这个过程当中，如果一个人一直迷惑到底，行动做出来就死了。
And so if a person throughout this process did not
到最后行动做出来啊，在神面前就等于死了。
And when they actually carry out the action out of sinning,then they will be dead before God.
就是他跟神的关系就被切断。
Which means that his relationship with God will be severed.
我们看五十一章的十一节。
Let's look at Psalm 51, verse 11.
不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
这个地方啊，大卫说不要丢弃我。
David here says, God, do not cast me away.
他这样祷告就表示他已经感觉他被神丢弃了。
The the fact that he's praying like this indicates that he felt that he was already cast away by God.
那被神丢弃就表示离开神的面，神不看他了。
Being cast away by God meaning he was put away from the presence of God and no longer seen by God.
表示对神已经，神不看他，他表示他看不到神了，没有感觉了。
Meaning that he can no longer see God and no longer feel the presence of God.
那更明显的，以我们现在来讲，就是收回圣灵。
And what is more obvious to us today is taking the Holy Spirit away.
你一祷告，圣灵不见了，这就很可怕。
And you can feel it when you pray, and you can if the Holy Spirit has left you, it is a very frightening thing.
所以有一个青年的见证。
So there was a youth that they testified.
忽然间祷告没有圣灵。
That when he started praying, he felt the loss of the Holy Spirit.
他真的很害怕。
And he was afraid.
到连开车到外面他也很害怕。
He was afraid to even take his car out for a drive.
因为神没有同在。
Because God was not abiding with him.
后来这个青年 跟他的室友，他的室友邀他一起祷告。
And this young man's roommate offered to pray with him.
那两个禁食祷告三天。
And they fasted for 3 days.
到第三天了，圣灵才跑回来。
Fasted and prayed for 3 days, and after the third day, the Holy Spirit returned to him.
所以这个被神丢弃，神的圣灵离开，这是很可怕的体验。
So it's a very frightening experience to be cast away from God and to have the Holy Spirit taken away.
特别我们平常跟神很亲的人，忽然间发现，神不要我了，这是很可怕。
Especially for those who are typically are very close to God, and then they feel that there's a great distance between
跟神的关系切断
their relationship in God.
因为这个关系如果没有再接起来，那一天死了就完了。
Because if this relationship is not repaired,then it is, they are put in a very dire situation.
因为跟神切断，你死了，怎么有办法到乐园去呢？
When their relationship is severed from God, then once they die, how are they able to enter into paradise?
这是罪第一个可怕的地方。
This is one of the frightening things about sin.
所以罪好像是病。
Sin is like a disease.
没有办法医的病。
It's a disease that's incurable.
如果今天你去检查，医生说，哇，你有这个最后一期的癌症。
If today you went to the doctor and they diagnosed you with a terminal stage of cancer,
我想一个人大概坐也坐不安，睡也睡不好。
I'm sure the patient who hear this may not be able to sleep or even sit or stand well.
罪就是没有办法医的病。
And sin is this kind of incurable disease.
让我们灵性跟神切断。
It severs our spiritual life from God.
这是可怕的。
And this is frightening.
一旦切断，就要面对神的愤怒。
Because once it is severed, we face the wrath of God.
我们再回来看诗篇五十一篇的第八节。
Let's turn back to read Psalm 51, verse 8.
求你使我得听快乐的声音，使你压伤的骨头可以痛药。
Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice.
既然他这样祷告，就表示他已经失去了快乐。
Since David prayed in this manner, it indicates that he had already lost his joy and gladness.
因为这个罪好像一个极大的压力压伤他的骨头。
The sin is like a great pressure that goes and breaks his bones.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
罪就是债。
Sin is a debt.
如果今天我们欠很多人的债，
If today we owe a great debt to many people,
没有办法还，
and we're unable to repay them,
晚上我们就很难睡觉。
It's hard for us to go to sleep at night.
所以罪就是一种压力。
So sin is this kind of a pressure.
压力一来就没有喜乐了。
And when this pressure, this stress comes, there's no longer happiness and joy.
所以十二节。
Verse 12.
求你使我能得救恩之乐，是我乐意的灵扶持我。
Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit.
这个表示大卫失去了救恩之乐。
Here it indicates that David had lost the joy of God's salvation.
所以他求神再给他这种喜乐。
And so he asked the Lord to return to him this joy.
这是罪的可怕，失去了喜乐。
This is the scary part of sin is that you lose this kind of joy.
因为神就是我们的喜乐。
Because God is our joy.
当我们一直在靠近神，到最后你发现我们的满足就是从神来的。
And when we draw closer and closer to God, eventually we'll find that our satisfaction comes from God alone.
所以你看，有的人早上一定要喝一杯咖啡。
So you find people who need to drink coffee every morning.
那没有喝咖啡就没有精神。
If they don't have a cup of coffee in the morning, they won't have any energy throughout the day.
那神是另外一种的满足。
But God is a different kind of satisfaction.
是灵里面的满足。
He is a spiritual satisfaction.
那这个关系切断。
So when this relationship is severed,
我们心里面就有一个地方是空的。
Then there's a place in our heart that's void.
这个空的是没有一个人能够填满的。
And this void cannot be filled by anyone.
这个空只有神才能够填满。
This void can only be filled by God.
所以犯罪以后没有喜乐。
So when we commit sin, we lose joy.
我们再看第四节。
And let's also look at verse 4.
我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你。在你面前行了这个，以致你责备我的时候显为公义。判断我的时候显为轻正，这里讲你责备我的时候显为公义。
Verse 4 says that when you have found, you may be found just when you speak. And blameless when you judge.
神怎么责备我？
So how does God rebuke us.
有时候借着我们的良心。
Sometimes through our conscience.
哦，所以一个人犯罪了，他的良心就不安。
So when a person sins, they may not be at ease with their conscience.
就没有平安了。
They have no peace with their conscience.
平安从公义来的。
For peace comes from righteousness.
哦，因为公义啊，就是没有罪。
Because righteousness, a person who's righteous is without sin.
心里没有罪，神就住在我们里面。
And if our hearts do not have sin inside of it, then God can dwell in it.
一旦失去了公义，神离开了。
And once we lose the righteousness and God departs,
平安的根源就没有了。
Then the root for peace, the foundation for peace is no longer there.
那良心就责备我们。
And our conscience will rebuke us.
那这样活着就没有平安。
Then living in this way, we will live without peace.
没有平安，没有喜乐。
Without peace, without joy.
没有盼望。
Without hope.
那这是罪的结果。
This is the result of sin.
那有时候我们犯说，哎，大卫这三条我都没有犯啊。
Sometimes we may think that, well, I didn't commit any of the sins that David committed.
所以这一段故事跟我来讲好像没有什么相干。
So this story really doesn't apply to me.
但是我们仔细看了，大卫犯这个三条罪。到底今天对我们讲什么？
But if we take a look at it a little closer, what exactly is David's story of his sin trying to teach us?
我们看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew 5.
二十一节。
Matthew 5 verse 21.
马太五章的二十一节。
Matthew 5 21.
你们听见有吩咐古人说不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。
You have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment."
这是十诫的第六诫。
This is the sixth commandment.
但是主耶稣从二十二节就开始讲，这个不可杀人的另外一个解释。
However, Lord Jesus, starting from verse 22, explains the other side of this commandment.
我告诉你，凡将弟兄动怒了，难免受审判；凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免公会的审判；凡骂弟兄是谋利的，难免是地狱的祸。
But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without his cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whoever says to his brother Raca shall be in the danger of the council. But whoever says you fool shall be in danger of hell fire.
这个拉加就是白痴的意思，你让我骂别人白痴。
Raca, in other words, means fool.
或者说你是饭桶。
Or an idiot.
那这样就难免了，不受审判，就会受审判。
And then you'll be judged because of this.
那向弟兄动怒的也要受审判。
And the person who is angry at his brother should also be in danger of judgment.
所以这个不可杀人延伸到最后就是不可以对别人动怒。
And so the spirit of this commandment, in the end means that we should not even have anger towards our brothers.
因此，我们看二十三节。
Let's look at verse 23.
所以你在坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄跟你怀怨，二十四节。
24.
就把礼物留在坛前，同弟兄和好，后来来献礼物。这个地方讲啊，我们如果要献祭。
23 and 24 tells us that we want to make sacrifices or offerings.
要先跟弟兄和好。
We must first repair our relationship with our brother.
那这样，我们献的祭物，神才会接纳。
And only then, after we have been reconciled with our brother, will our offerings be accepted by God.
所以这样看起来就是人跟人之间哦，你心里面常有一点点，我很讨厌对方，我不喜欢他，或者我恨他。这个就会影响我们跟神的关系。
This tells us that if our relationship with our brother is not reconciled, if we dislike, hate, or despise them, then it also affects our relationship with God.
所以二十六节。
So verse 26.
如果一文钱没有还清，你断不能从那里出来。
Surely I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny.
所以我们犯了什么罪？
So what kind of sins have we committed?
有时候我们弟兄姊妹要想想，有没有跟人合不来。
And we need to often think about what areas are we not get along with others.
甚至包括我们自己的家人。
Including our own family members.
甚至包括我们自己的亲兄弟。
Including our biological brothers.
甚至包括我们自己的配偶。
Including our own spouse.
如果合不来。
If we do not get along.
这会影响我们跟神的关系。
It will affect our relationship with God.
这是第一个。
And this is the first.
不可杀人。
Thou shalt not murder.
好，那二十七节开始。
Starting from verse 27.
你听见你话说不可奸淫，二十八节。
28。
只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动一念，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫。
You have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
好。当我们看到说不可犯奸淫，我想信主久的人大部分都不会这样做。
I think that most long-time believers have not committed this kind of a sin, to commit adultery.
但是如果主耶稣把这个诫命延伸，
But if Jesus takes this commandment to another level,
看到异性有一念，
so that even when you have lust for the opposite gender,
那这样在心里面已经犯罪了，
then in your heart you have already committed sin.
如果这个标准一延伸出来，
if the standard is raised to this level,
我们很多人啊，天天都是要悔改。
Then many of us will need to repent every day.
你看我们很多的这个娱乐节目，
all the entertainment shows and movies that we watch.
把色情跟暴力拿掉，我们还会去看吗？
If we remove all the sex and the violence from these programs, will we still want to watch them?
但是当我们在欣赏那一些节目的时候，
But when we're enjoying that kind of entertainment,
如果心里不动心，那你为什么要看？
Then if it doesn't move a part of our heart, then why do we still watch it?
那如果动心就是罪。
But if it does stir us up in that way, then we have sinned.
所以有时候我们是花钱去买罪。
So sometimes we spend money to buy sin.
所以我们跟神的关系越来越远。
And it causes our relationship to grow farther and farther apart with God.
所以二十九节。
So in verse 29.
如果你右眼叫你跌倒就挖出来丢掉，宁可失去百里中的一体，不叫全身住在地狱里。
If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell.
眼睛很重要。
Eyes are important.
但是如果眼睛叫我们下地狱，
But if the eyes cause us to go to hell,
宁可把它挖掉，
it is better,
让我全身能够进天国。
Better for us to pluck it out so that our entire body can enter into heaven.
这个不能字面的解。
This cannot be explained literally.
如果字面的解呢，就看到很多人下个礼拜没有左眼，那个没有右眼。
If it was explained literally, next week we'll see many members without a left or a right eye or both eyes.
这个就是说，你生活中最宝贵的，如果会让你犯罪，那个地方就要把它斩掉。
What this means is that the area in your life that is most precious or most important to you, that if it causes you to sin,You need to pluck it out.
如果那个 cable TV 会让我们犯罪，那个就要把它剪掉。
If cable TV allows us to sin, causes us to sin, then we need to disconnect the service.
如果这个电视这个上网速度太快，会让你天天进去里面赌博玩 game 那个就速度就要把它放慢。
If your broadband internet speed is too fast, that it leads you to take on play too many games or gamble online, then we need to.Cut down that speed. So, and you cut down that speed.
放到那个大概 DSL 1.5那个最慢的。
And perhaps put it down a couple of notches to a DSL level.
那大概你就没有办法去上网去玩 game 了。
And it won't be that convenient for you to go online to play the games that you would with a faster connection.
因为太慢了。
Because it's too slow.
就是要把最宝贵的，如果会让我犯罪，那个地方要砍掉。
So whatever is most important, most precious to us, if it causes us a sin, we must remove it.
就避免犯罪。
In order to prevent us from sinning.
这是，所以大卫犯罪，好像我们没有犯。
So it seems like we did not commit the sins that David had committed.
如果照耶稣的标准，我想我们天天都犯。
According to the standards of Lord Jesus, then all of us have committed those sins.
为什么我们要对付罪？
And so why do we need to face sin?
第三个就是不可以贪心。
That's how we have to deal with sin. And the third is not to be greedy.
那十诫里面最后不可以贪恋别人的东西。
And in the last commandment, it tells us not to covet what others have.
我们看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians 3.
第五节
Colossians 3 verse 5
所以要致使你们在地上的肢体就如淫乱污秽邪情恶欲和贪恋贪婪就是拜偶像一样
Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire and covetousness which is idolatry
这里说贪心就与拜偶像一样
Here it says covetousness is idolatry
有时候到信徒的家去 你家怎么没有电视？
When I visit some members, I found it surprising that some of them don't even have television.
后来就发现他电视放在 garage.
And I realized that they place their TVs in the garage.
我问他说，哎，你怎么电视放在 garage?
And I asked them, why do you put your TV in the garage?
他说，我如果要看，就站在那里看。
They said, so that if I need to watch it, I'll just stand in the garage to watch.
这样才不会看太久。
And that will prevent me from lingering too long to watch TV.
也没有椅子，就站在那里看电视。
They don't even put a chair there, so it prevents them from watching too long.
我想这个弟兄啊，为着要保守自己圣洁，是有设一点，做一点功夫了。
And so this brother had set up some filters for himself so that he can keep his purity.
好，那这里说哈，贪财就与拜偶像一样。
And here is equates coveting as idolatry.
那我们就很难了解了，为什么这个跟拜偶像一样？
It may be hard to understand why covetousness is like idolatry.
因为这个贪啊，就是我们的欲望超过神的道理。
Because this covetousness means that our desires have surpassed God's word.
那超过神的道理就是比神还重要。
And so when it surpasses our desire is greater than the word of God, then it means that it is more important that we put it in more importance than God.
那比神还重要，那个就是偶像。
So when it becomes more important than God, that's when it becomes an idol.
你看但以理当总长。
When we see Daniel as the prime minister.
这样很好啊，因为他灵性很好，他可以一天三次祷告。
Daniel as the governor, he prayed three times a day. He had great faith.
那他可以坚守原则。
He was able to keep fast to the principles.
即使王盖德命令，他还是祷告。
Even though the king passed down the decree, he continued to pray.
所以。被丢到狮子坑也没有关系，他是有原则的。
It did not matter whether he was thrown into the lion's den, he kept his principles.
但是如果我们没有那个灵性，
But if we do not have that kind of spirituality,
我们没有那个原则，
If we do not have hold those kind of principles,
你把它放到宰相的地位去，一下灵性就倒光了。
Even if you put them in the position of a prime minister or a governor, those things, that position and power will already wipe them out.
所以很多事情啊，不是说可以不可以的问题。
So there's a lot of things that it's not whether we can or cannot do it.
是在我们的心里面的，我们有没有办法？当我们得到这个职分、这个职业，神还是最重要。
But rather, whether or not in our hearts, God is treated as the topmost priority, even though we have achieved certain accomplishments or certain positions.
所以有的人当宰相，这个会变成他的偶像。
So when some people become prime ministers or governors, it will become their own idol.
那就不适合。
So then they are not qualified.
那有的人当宰相，他不会变成偶像，他就适合。
But others who are more qualified are the ones who will not allow God to take second place to their position.
所以这个职业也是一样。
The same with careers.
到最后判定一个职业好不好，要从属灵来看。
The last criteria to judge whether or not a career is or a profession is good for you, we need to see it from the biblical perspective.
如果到最后职业会变成比信仰还重要。
For if the career or profession will allow it to surpass that of our faith.
我工作了五年、十年，都信仰一直退，退到最后连信仰都没有。
So if I work 5 to 10 years and my faith during that time continues to decrease,
这个就不好了。
Then that is not the kind of career that we should pursue.
但如果这个职业不会影响我的信仰，
But if that profession does not affect our faith,
那就没有关系啊。
In a negative way, then it should be okay.
所以关键就是贪。
So the key here is coveting.
它跟拜偶像一样。
It is the same as idolatry.
因此，我们在看大卫犯的罪。
So when we see the sins that David committed,
我们用圣经的另外一个观点来看。
And we use another perspective in the Bible to see it.
要说我们也真的是有罪。
Then we realize that we are also full of sin.
我们怎么办？
So then what do we do?
好，我们看大卫怎么办。
Let's see how David dealt with it.
好，回来看诗篇的51篇。
Return back to Psalm 51.
第一节。
Psalm 51 verse 1.
求你按你的慈爱，按你丰盛的慈悲，涂抹我的过犯。
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions.
罪人是没有自尊的。
A sinner has no has no dignity.
所以我们看那个在教会里面祷告，我遇过两种慕道者。
So in the church, I've met two kinds of people seeking the truth that are praying.
有一个慕道者是其他教会来的。
There's a truth seeker that came from another church. When he prays, he prostrates his entire body. And I tell him, it's okay, you can just kneel. Why do you need to prostrate? He says, my sins are so heavy that I am not even qualified to kneel.
跪就是代表我们的谦卑了。
But I explained to him that the kneeling represents our humility.
但是有的慕道者他就跪不下。
But there are other visitors that come to the church that they are unable to kneel.
为什么跪不下？
And why?
我一生从来没有向神下跪，为什么来到教会要跪？
Because they feel that they've never knelt down to anyone in their lives, so why should they come to the church and kneel down?
那有一天如果我们了解神这么伟大。
But when one day we realize how great our God is,
那我们就发现，我们在神面前，我们有什么可以让神来纪念？
Then we will discover that before God, what is there that can cause Him to remember us?
没有。
There's nothing.
唯一我们能够让神来赦免我们的，就是神的怜悯。
The only thing that can allow us to take away our sins is God's grace.
所以大卫犯了三条，他已经没有权利站在神面前求什么。So
David had already committed transgressed against these three commandments. There's just nothing else that he can offer before God.
那没有什么权利，他就是神啊，你怜悯我。And
therefore he asked God for His forgiveness and mercy.
在103篇啊，大卫这样说。In
Psalm 103, David said.
诗篇103篇，Psalm 103:8。神有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
The Lord is verse 9. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy.
这里讲哈，他有怜悯，有恩典。It
says here the Lord is merciful and gracious.
啊，神不轻易发怒，而且有丰盛的慈爱。He
is slow to anger and is abounding in mercy.
啊，这个就是我们能够蒙赦罪的原因。This
is the reason why we are able to be forgiven and our sins removed.
第十节，Verse 10. 他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities.
十一节，11. 天离地何等的高，他向慈爱、向敬畏他人何等大。
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him.
12. 东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离开我们也有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us.
所以大卫在这里提到，神让我们的罪离开我们，是因为他的慈爱跟怜悯。
Here, David tells us that the reason why our sins are removed from and our transgressions removed is because of God's mercy and grace.
所以我们看到一个人犯很严重的罪,
when we see a person committing a great transgression, we need to encourage them not to be too angry at themselves.
有的人啊，犯了罪以后啊，自暴自弃，反正我已经死定了，就一直蛮干下去，这个不好。
And some people feel so bad at themselves after they committed sins that they felt that there's no way they could be saved, so they continue committing other sins anyways.
神是怜悯的。
But God is merciful.
我们应该靠神的怜悯来求神赦罪。
And we need to rely upon this mercy and ask the Lord to forgive us of our sins.
我们再回来看诗篇51篇。
Now let's turn back to Psalm 51.
16节。
Psalm 51 verse 16.
你本来不喜爱祭物，若喜爱，我就献上燔祭，你也不喜悦。17节。
17.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise.
除了仰望神的怜悯，那我们能做什么？
So besides gazing upon God's mercy, what else can we hope for?
忧伤痛悔的心，神不轻看。
That broken and contrite heart, that God will not despise.
那圣经不是说神要人喜乐，神不要人忧伤吗？
But doesn't the Bible say that God desires people to be joyful and not have a broken and contrite heart?
因为原来忧伤有两种。
There are actually two kinds of a broken and contrite heart.
一个叫做世俗的忧伤。
One is a earthly sorrow.
那另外一个叫做 godly sorrow, 就是依着神的意思忧愁。
And the other is a godly sorrow.
那这里讲啊，忧伤的灵就是依着神的意思忧愁。
But here, the broken spirit, the broken heart, is referring to this godly sorrow.
就是因为我们自己的罪，我们在神面前觉得非常对不起神。
Which means that because of our sins, before God, we feel unqualified to stand before Him.
那这样，我们把自己压低，神就把我们抬举。
So when we lower ourselves, then God will exalt us.
我们看那个两个人在圣殿祷告。
When we see two people in the temple praying,
税吏确实犯很多的罪。
The tax collector was a very sinful man.
他捶胸悔改。
And he beat his chest and he repented.
法利赛人在很多地方确实很有高人一等。
The Pharisee in many respects was a level greater than others around him.
但是当他祷告的时候，他说我不像那一个人。
But when he prayed, he says, I am not like that sinner.
这两个人祷告。
And these two men's prayers.
到时候是税吏在神的面前更有义。
It was the tax collector that actually became more righteous in the eyes of God. Because he repented.
所以到最后，我们在神面前有没有义，就是我们是不是在神面前有谦卑。
So in the end, whether or not we are deemed righteous before God, depends on if we humble ourselves before Him.
神赦免我们，就有变成有义啊。
And God forgives us, then we become righteous.
我们再回来看最后一点。
And let's now return back to the final point.
诗篇的五十一篇。
Psalm 51.
第十节。
Psalm 51 verse 10.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，在我里面重新有正直的灵。
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我是在罪孽生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有的罪。
Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in my sin my mother conceived me.
我们是在罪孽里面生的。
We were brought forth in iniquity.
所以人本身有罪性。
And so human have an innate sin.
所以要做到不犯罪不简单啊。
It's very, very difficult for a person to live without sinning.
需要神的帮助。
We need the help of God.
所以第十节。
So in verse 10,
神怎么帮助我们?
How does God help us?
求神为我造清洁的心。
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
让我里面有正直的灵。
And renew a steadfast spirit within me.
一生的果效重新发出来的。
And so the results of our lives comes from our hearts.
内心很清洁。
If our inner hearts are pure,
内心很正直。
If it's clean, if it's steadfast,
没有犯罪的意念在里面。
If there is no notion of sin,
我们就不会犯罪了。
Then naturally we will not commit sins.
这是神在我们里面工作的结果。
This is the result of God working within us.
所以我们怎么来对付罪?
How do we deal with sin?
第一个,
First,
仰望神的怜悯。
To seek after God's mercy.
第二个, 献上忧伤痛悔的心。
The second is to offer a broken and contrite heart.
第三个。
Third,
求神为我们造清洁的心，正直的灵。
To ask God to create in us a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit.
那我们就可以不犯罪。
And that will keep us from sin.
恩大于罪。
Grace is greater than sin.
唱诗。
Let's sing him together.
340首。
Sing him 340.